It is useless to attempt to reason a man out of a thing he was never reasoned into. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is useless to attempt to reason a man out of a thing he was never reasoned into. These words of Jonathan Swift, the satirist and political pamphleteer, is quite worthy of thinking about. We are this man. We are the person that we're trying to reason out of something, and we don't really know that we were ever reasoned into it. But we were. We were reasoned into it by our community, by our life, by the way we were raised, by the way we were brought up, by the things that we were taught. We were reasoned into the various conditions that we have in our life. We're reasoned into thinking that we should wash our face, that we should wash our body. Now, animals do not wash their bodies. Oh, they will wash off the dirt. They will wash off something that doesn't belong there. But the normal oils of their skin take care of the maintenance and beautification of their body perfectly. Man washes his body, and he washes away all of the oils, and he washes away all of the nutrients and the various things that take care of his body and maintain it in good shape. Now, this is not to say that when you're sweating or when you're dirty or when you're something like that, you shouldn't clean yourself. It just means that the daily washing of our body takes away all of those things that are beneficial to our body. Now, we are not reasoned into doing that. We were reasoned into doing it by the fact that it was what was done in our family. A Saturday night bath was a common thing years ago. And before that, a bath once a month, or only when necessary, was what was done. And those are things that were happening. But we were reasoned into doing things because we were told that it is good for us. Well, we won't argue whether it's good for us or not right now. What we're saying is, why did we wash ourselves all the time? Why did we make these changes all the time? Why is it that people who live in desert areas and have very little water may rinse off their face, may rinse off their eyes or something, but they don't wash themselves with a total bath every day like most Westerners do? But why is it that we're reasoned into it? Well, these are circumstances that come about. People are selling water. People are selling plumbing. People are selling bathrooms. People are selling indoor plumbing, and people are selling all of these various things. Well, nobody has to say that that's not good. But we were reasoned into something, and in the process of being reasoned into it, we sometimes throw the baby out with the bathwater. We throw out the benefit of how we used to do it for a new way of doing it. Would you say that better vitamins and better minerals and better diet help to increase the life of a human being? Well, that's could be true and it could not be true. Basically, it's not true. Because mankind lived long years over all of his existence. And there are times when mankind forgot, and he changed his diet to such a way that it no longer sustained him for a long and healthy life, and he died early. And as we study diet and as we study these things, we find that this is true. We find that the changes in diet in man have had a great deal to do with his longevity. And as the change in diet comes back to something more beneficial, the life's longevity changes. It has nothing to do with one specific thing, but it has to do with many things. Our attitude about our reasoning of things gets us into all sorts of interesting situations. It's useless to attempt to reason a man out of a thing he was never reasoned into. So now, how do we get reasoned out of bad habits? How do we get reasoned out of bad choices? How do we get reasoned out of bad ways of thinking about things that society thinks is right and that perhaps is tolerable, but there is even a better way? Well, we don't reason ourselves out of anything, ever. What we do is we put a new cause in motion. We put a new reasoning in motion for ourselves, one that we would like to have. Now, it doesn't make any difference what that reasoning is, and I will say that a couple of million times. It doesn't make any difference what that reasoning is. That reasoning can be that you're unhappy, and you say, I'm unhappy. Now, that doesn't have to be, but you are putting a reasoning into your consciousness, into your experience, that you are unhappy, and surely enough, you are unhappy. Now, you can have another person right next to you in the same circumstances you're in, and he says to himself, I'm happy. I like life. I enjoy. That was an exciting adventure. Now, it's a new way of looking at things, but I think I'm going to change and go to a different way of looking at something because it's more beneficial. And so, I like life. And this person takes the attitude that life is wonderful. And for that person, life is wonderful, and that person does everything to enhance his life, to make his life a more and more beautiful, joyous, fantastic experience. You and I can do that too, and we do that. We do that all the time. We can never reason ourselves out of anything, because how do we know how we've reasoned ourselves into things? What statements we have made, what attitudes we've had, what conditions we have bargained with ourselves for in our thinking system to come about with the various conclusions that we have that are far from beneficial. If we could look at our life and say, what are the beneficial things that we want to do? Is it taking a bath? Is it brushing our teeth? The dentist would like to have you brush your teeth 3-4 times a day after every meal. After everything that you eat, especially after sweets, the dentist would like to have you floss your teeth as often as very possible because it strengthens your gums and it cleans out the food between the teeth and keeps from decay and things like that. And those are all very beneficial things. Well, how did mankind maintain good teeth before he had flossing, before he brushed his teeth? More than just to get loose food off from around his teeth. Well, he had beneficially good teeth. You look at the teeth of archaeological finds, and you find them quite fascinating, how wonderful those teeth are. And you say, well, that person just was born with good teeth. He was born with good dentures. He was born with a good chemistry in his mouth. Well, why can't we have good chemistry in our mouth? What creates this good chemistry in our mouth? And we say, well, it's the diet, perhaps, or the things that we happen to eat, or the things that we happen to drink, or whatever. And all in all, when the last thought is hung, we come to the conclusion that it's our thought. It is our thought that makes our world a lovely place or makes our world a difficult place. And when we can take our thought and make our world a lovely place with our thought, then it's not a matter of how often we take a bath or what type of foods we eat or if we have enough dietary nutrition and so forth to maintain our body at its peak performance. Even people who have the ability to have the finest diet in the world, they don't have the finest diet in the world, and the reason they don't have it is they don't like it. They don't want it. People who can afford to have the finest dietitians working on their diet and to maintain their health in ideal situation, they don't do it because it's not convenient. Bill Gates, he can afford anything, and he loves hamburgers. And Many of our dietitians will tell us hamburgers are not good for you. They're this and that and the other thing. Well, milk's not good for you one day, and the next day it's good for you. Salt's not good for you, and the next day we need more salt in our diet or less salt in our diet. And why do we crave salt? Why do little babies go ravenous over something that they want, that they're perhaps missing in their diet? Well, all these things seem to be an outward physical form. But if they're really investigated, and if you really look at it carefully and wonderfully, you'll find that it's an inward activity. It's an inward form. It's something we do with our thought, something we do with our attitude about ourselves, our world, and our conditions for ourselves. What is it we want out of life? How many times today have you said, "I like me"? How many times have you said, "This week, I like me"? How many times have you said, "This month or this year, I like me"? Specifically, just saying, "I like me," without any reason for it, without any purpose for it, other than just a recognition that you like yourself. Well, you'll find it's been very little. And you'll find that it'll continue to be very little, because you haven't made it a habit to say, "I like me." And because you have not made it a habit to say, "I like me," you have not changed the old reasoning habits of not liking yourself, of kicking yourself around the block, of thinking how stupid you are, of thinking, "Oh, I wish that I had learned this or learned that," or, you know, "How come they're better than me," and what have you. Yes, our dear friend, Jonathan Swift, he said, "It is useless to attempt to reason a man out of a thing he was never reasoned into." So, what can you do? You put a new cause in motion, and you have a new effect in your life. Now, I can continue talking like this for an hour or two or three or four, and try to challenge myself into thinking properly, but think about it for yourself. What is it you want in your life? Make an affirmation for it, and make that affirmation your reality. That's all there is to it. Try it. You'll love it. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.